On the line now with Dr. Nancy Nielsen once again this morning. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
Doctor, a lot of developments here when it comes to COVID-19, not the least of which some murmurings about perhaps a vaccine with some promise. Now, there's a lot of wishful thinking when it comes to a vaccine. Just how valid is this particular development?
Well, it's quite promising. It was the first that was not kind of a promotional press release. This actually appeared this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, so it was peer-reviewed. And it showed that in phase one trials, which are very small, this was 45 patients who were all healthy, this new vaccine that is put out by, has been developed by NIH and the company Moderna, basically what they do is they give two doses of the vaccine and followed the people to see what the immune response is and what the side effects were. And there were some side effects, but they were mild. They were things like, you know, pain at the injection site, just minor things like you'd get with a flu vaccine. So it produced really quite remarkable neutralizing antibodies. But it was 45 patients. It did require two doses, and they studied three different strengths. So what will happen next is that this will go into what's called phase three trial, and it will be studied in 30,000 volunteers in 87 places in the U.S. And the idea is, do these neutralizing antibodies that are produced actually protect against disease? So the 87 places hopefully will be in places where coronavirus is still circulating so that we can tell. So it is tricky. And many a problem occurs before you test in large thousands of patients. So we will see. But it is really a promising development, and we're hoping.
New York State issuing extending its travel quarantine and looking for enforcement as well. What are you making of New York's approach to travelers coming from these hotspot states?
Well, I think New York is very right to be concerned. You're seeing that in, I believe the last time I looked, it was 38 states. The numbers are really increasing. We have done a remarkable job of going from a crisis to a low level of spread, and we want to keep it that way. Now, are people going to complain? You bet. They're going to complain as they fly back or fly here from other states, and they have to fill out a declaration, and they have to self-quarantine if they're coming from the 22 states that New York has identified with accelerating cases. And there's a $2,000 fine that's threatened if you don't do that. So these are very serious public health measures, and we're hoping that people will listen.
Here we are about almost two full weeks after these massive 4th of July gatherings that were reported and observed around Western New York. Are you seeing any uptick in the numbers right now that might indicate that we're starting to see a flow of a certain spread of the virus since those holidays?
We are. As people probably have heard, the rate of positivity in Erie County is now up. It's almost 2.5%, and that is worrisome. That does reflect, I believe, the July 4th gatherings. But frankly, it will take until the end of this month, at least, to really know the full impact of that. As you also may have noticed in the news, the hospitalizations have gone up as well. So this was not unexpected as things reopen, but worrisome as we see people violating social distancing and wearing masks and frankly just using common sense. So we will see.
We've also been talking in recent weeks about whether or not it'll be safe for schools to reopen in the fall. There just seems to be this cascade of information coming out week in and week out. What is the latest in regards to what we might expect come fall?
Well, it's going to depend on how we behave between now and the first week of August and then thereafter in our region. As you know, the governor has announced the guidelines. So schools can reopen in a region if the infectivity rate is, the positivity rate of tests is under 5%. So we are at about 2.5%. We were 1% for a long time. So we have to be worried. On the other hand, it still is only half of the 5%. So I suspect we will see schools open. The guidance by the state that was announced on Monday of this week is very reasonable. And what is going to happen is each of the districts is going to have to submit a plan for how they would provide for the meeting those guidelines. And then the state will make a decision the first week of August.
And then back to the school issue just a little bit here. If I'm not mistaken, there is some new information in one of the professional journals regarding how children may or may not transmit this disease.
This was an interesting article that appeared this week in the journal Pediatrics. And it basically, you know, if I can just summarize, it reports that in countries where kids have remained in schools or schools have opened, what happened is the rate of transmission among the kids was extremely low. And the rate of transmission from any kid to adults in their households was very low, as long as, and this is the important part, as long as the rate of community positivity is low in that region. When the rate of community positivity rises, then you get the same kind of transmission that you would among adults. So that reinforces the wisdom of the New York State guidelines, which were very carefully delivered and deliberated using the best science. So if you remember, if we get to 9% positivity rate, the schools are going to close, even if they've reopened. So I think that reflects exactly what this article in Pediatrics showed.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen with us once again this morning. As always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.